You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
Let's roll. Another week of rage. Red heat and rage.
Last night really sucked. What a disaster.
Game time decisions. Radio. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Gabriel Morency. Sit along, Cam Stewart.
So many bad beats. So much torture.
You know what I call that, Cam?
Life.
The sports rage rim job of the night.
The rim job. Ducks rim job. Portland was going good for a while. They hit the can. Nightmare.
Portland, it was going good for the first quarter. Second quarter, looking okay. Third quarter, they're down by 30.
I know.
Down by 30.
Disaster.
But we pick up the pieces. We start...
new week.
We start a new week.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people don't like Mondays. I saw a good tweet last week at Cam. It was about sharks. It was a picture of a shark. It said, sharks don't complain that it's Monday. They're too busy scaring other fish in the ocean.
Great point. They don't care. They'll eat sea lions, other fish, whatever. It's Monday, Sunday, it doesn't matter. I always watch when I'm watching Pebble Beach, I see these big fat sea lions kind of like just lying on the rocks, just waiting to get crushed by whales and sharks.
Well, speaking of Pebble Beach, Ed, speaking of big fat sea lions, Ted Potter. The sea lion.
I love Ted Potter rolling in there. I know he's got like the back rolls going. He's like no body shape.
We finally have found somebody, Cam, with a bigger head than you and Bruce Bochy. Like Ted Potter. The guy's head is a freaking pumpkin, man.
Oh, I know. Like, he looks just like our buddy Haynes. Like, I can't believe, like, when we play Dead Ringers, Gabe, it looks exactly like him. Like, I'm like, I wish he had that lift because it would be so good. But, man, every time I was looking at him, I'm like, wow, it's Ryan. Doesn't it? You got to say it looks exactly like him.
I saw that Dustin Johnson, Cam, has six top tens at Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
Ted Potter's got six top tens in his career.
I know.
Like, his career.
Don't he was?
He's actually won once in 2012 at the Greenbrier.
At the Greenbrier in West Virginia.
Greenbrier.
That's the... Ho, ho, ho. Greenbrier.
Hate the Greenbrier.
No, the best is, hi, I'm Phil Mickelson. My family, when we went to the beautiful mountains of West Virginia, we discovered the Greenbrier. The first thing he says, falconry. Yeah. I'm like, Phil Mickelson's kids are, you know, falconry. Well, oh, look at the beautiful birds flying.
Cam, Arizona Cardinals once went on like a two-week road trip, and for some reason, Bruce Arians decided to reward the team by staying at the Greenbrier Resort for a week. They lost both games. It didn't help at all.
Of course they did. It's so relaxing.
What the hell are you doing bringing them to a damn resort in the middle of the NFL season for?
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
The Republicans had a retreat at the Greenbrier Resort.
No, they didn't. Come on. They wouldn't go to the Greenbrier. What's the name of the course, too? Old White or something like that? It's just like, it's basically like...
They're not hiding it.
No. Like, it's straight up Old White. Like, old money. Welcome to the Greenbrier.
So Ted Potter shocks the golf world and the betting world.
Oh, God. Who had him? Nobody. If you had him in DFS, more power to you.
I think he was in about... he wasn't as high as I thought. He was only in the 120, 130 to 1 range.
I saw 150. That's about as high as he went off.
125 to 1 or so.
That's still pretty good. 125, 150 for a golf? Oh, man.
Yeah, if you dropped 100 on him, you won 12,000.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Shout out to our boy Spenny Mack. He had DJ. You wouldn't think the DJ would lose in a situation like that. You know, DJ played well, but Potter played better.
DJ actually, to be honest, Gabe... Not well. He the thing about DJ is he's so damn good. He doesn't really think a lot on the course. Like he hits it out. honestly, like when he needs
he's
to,
a himbo.
That's the thing. When he needs to go to the right side of the green, I'm out driving Ted Potter. He was out driving him by between 42 and 50 yards off the tee. So I'm sitting there watching this stuff. Ted Potter's like going in with long iron, three irons, carving him in.
Yeah. So what you're saying
he
is
he made no mistakes because he plotted along. DJ's so damn good. He goes pin hunting, and at Pebble Beach, if you're on the wrong side of the flag, you're dead. You're dead. You can't hit those putts. You see how many putts? It blows 7 feet by the hole. You got to be smarter, man. Plot along.
So you're saying Ted Potter was kind of lucky that DJ is DJ.
Correct. If DJ was like one of these super Mensa members, Ted Potter would have been flattened. But, hey, DJ is DJ.
You figure at this stage of his career, he's not going to change, DJ,
no,
right?
He's so,
like, he is who he is.
Great point. He's so good at what he does, and he overpowers the ball. He can go attacking at flags. Knows a lot like him, John Rahm, the same way. And what happened to him? He short-sighted himself on a lot of holes. He fell apart
golf,
on Sunday.
Golf is like life. Golf is like investments. The smarter, more disciplined, patient people and players are successful. Yep. Otherwise, every guy, every long drive champ would be a master champ. They're not.
Need a short game, Gabe. Look at the guys who are on the leaderboard.
The mental aspect of it.
Yep. Chez Reavy.
That's the thing that people don't understand about golf. That, you know, the mental aspect of it is just so difficult for one reason or another.
You know what Ted Potter was? He was in a matchup bet versus Dustin Johnson. He was plus 280 in his matchup bet just for 18 holes of golf. And you know how many people smash Dustin Johnson, John Rahm in these parlays? Oh, I'll just take the minus 250 favorites in a super parlay. Lost, lost, lost. Every one of them lost.
To me, that is the one cool thing. That's the coolest thing to me that the PGA Tour has going forward, is that really on any given Sunday, anyone really can win.
True, true. It's not just going to be the big guys.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Ted Potter can come out of nowhere and win and string together four solid rounds of golf. You know, you're not going to see that in other sports.
Great point.
Journeymen don't generally win.
That's a, that is such a
like
good
point. Journeyman's not going to win the Tour de France.
No.
You know,
you're right.
Journeyman's not winning the Boston Marathon.
Great.
Hey, you know, some guy, Ted Potter, fat guy from Missouri, won the marathon.
Look what's happening. No, and look what Davis Love did last year. Old Man Love won at 250-1.
It's
playing with a bunch of kids. It happens, man. That's the thing about golf, why you take flyers. Steve Stricker, Gabe, I had him at 150-1. He was there until Sunday. Old Man Stricker, guy's 50. I'm telling you.
Well, that's another thing, too. Not just that Ted Potter wins, it's the fact that just how he won as well. I mean, you
know. It was so amazing. Yeah, no, he was so solid.
I mean, Cam, he was tied for 23rd entering the third round.
I know. Know what he did?
Like, how many people?
See what he did on the
weekend? How many people said, you know what, I really like the direction that this Ted Potter. I really like the direction that Ted Potter is going in right now.
Know what he did, too? He was 6-under. In the second round, he was 6-under. He went bogey, 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 bogey. So to go to 2. And then from that point, he played the rest of it in what? 14-under? 15-under?
Okay, the last player to win this tournament went outside the top 20 after 36 holes. Davis Love the third.
DL3.
He's dynamite. DL3. I don't think Davis Love's ever listened to an AC/DC song ever in his life.
No, he rides motorcycles, though. But I have a feeling the cushy kind of like the ones that feel like a couch kind of thing, like the laid.
I got to be honest. Davis Love III was sort of everything that I didn't like about golf.
Remember we had him on the show a long time ago? He was nice.
Except he's actually
an Atlanta Thrashers ticket holder.
Yeah, he's not that bad of a guy.
No, he's actually nice.
Yeah.
It shocked me, too.
And I think his sister passed away or something a couple of years ago. He had like a personal thing in his life. And he seems to be much more laid back now as well.
He got maligned for when they said, who said, no love, no love. When the fan went no love, and he said, who said no love? Who said, remember that? This man said no
that's
love.
That's why he
but you know what? He was probably.
He singled someone out and got someone booted out, right?
Like, say Morenci, you know, Gabe Morenci's playing golf, and you got a problem, and some guy's going, sports radio.
Dude, I would lose it. I would look over. Hey, shut that. I would be like, shut the hell up.
Go, do you have a radio show, Dick? Do you got a radio show? Yeah, like, that's the thing. So love, like.
Well, last night after I got a tweet, actually.
Somebody, what was the tweet?
Somebody said, oh, your horse finished fourth in a six-horse race. So, ouch.
Yeah, whatever.
I just responded. I said, yeah, what time's your horse race at?
Exactly. Just relax, everyone.
You know what? Our fourth-place finish, all in all, wasn't that bad. We would have liked better, but the fact is he's been off for 5.5 months.
Two points about the race. When Bob took him, McClure, our driver, took him to the front, he looked good. At the end, he had enough in him to grab fourth. I actually thought we were going to finish six of the six, but
we faded in the middle.
I noticed something, and I know what that is. It's exactly what we talked about. He's been off for over 5 months. He hasn't raced like this. Everything changes. Come talk to us and race 4 or 5 when he goes. And this is the best news, too. Don't play him, people. When he goes up to 10 and 12 to 1, me and Gabe don't matter. We just want paychecks. But for you bettors out there, if you want to smash the horse, wait a little bit. You're going to get value one night, and one night he's going to come through when he's 100%.
It's amazing how we move numbers, though.
Oh, dude.
Last night he started at 4 to 1. He was 1 to 5. He ended up closing at 2 to 5.
Yeah, no, 2-1. You know, 2-1. He was the second favorite in the race between.
In the end, was it 2-1?
2-1. Yeah, it went the guy, the four horse, the favorite one, and he got claimed too.
Yeah, we thought that we knew the four horse was a good horse going in.
Dangerous. I know. I can't believe it. He's morning line 4-1. Then I look up at the screen. He's 1-5. I'm like, that's nuts. And then he went off finally. People started betting on the four. He went off at 2-1.
We'll be all right in a couple of weeks.
I'm thinking, 2 to 3 weeks will be very
good. I really would have preferred third place.
So would I.
You know, third place and that $1,250 check would have been nicer than
he worked for fourth, though. I got ahead of the Bob. He wanted, at the end, we're like, just finished fourth. He worked him hard at the last 100 yards.
He wanted to make sure he got his 70 bucks.
Damn right.
We get 700 for fourth. He gets 10%.
And $2 your change.
Yeah, here's
after we split it up with the consortium, we get $1.20.
I really like this style, too, because when we started dropping back, I was like, dude, you got to finish in the top five. You got to get us a check. Conflict and Diamond and Bob pushed him at the end. We ended up sprinting for fourth.
Next week, are we going Thursday or Sunday? Is Sunday going to be our night?
I think we're going to go next Sunday again at Flamborough.
So, yeah, I got to get some wheels so we can get up there.
I think we should avoid Woodbine for the time being.
Oh, Woodbine's Woodbine's kind of like the major leagues right now. We're going to stay away.
We're not quite ready for Woodbine. We finished in last place.
Yeah, we did. It actually wasn't that bad, but yeah, you're right. Let's stay Flamborough and get our feet wet.
Well, the whole deal is that he gets through these races healthy. That's number one.
I was actually worried when he started to slow down that he had another injury. I'm like, please, God.
That's number one. So he's gotten through a cup race now. We went from 10th place to 4th place. Next week, hopefully top three. As long as we cash checks every time he steps onto the track, it's not bad.
I like your attitude. You got nothing to worry about. We're not going to worry about this stuff anymore. Stay positive. People don't understand the racing game. He's been off for a long time.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago he was in a barn and we were 7K in the hole.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
At least he's actually on a track and he got us a check.
when he's out with his buddy smoking horse spliffs and doing nothing in the hay, we're paying for it.
That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, all right, good. This is 1 week that they won't bother me for money. Like, honestly, it's like that pays for a week. Good.
You know what I mean? You brought up another great point. You're like, he's at Flamborough. Less travel, less gas. Because from the barn, Flamborough's closer.
And I got to tell you, people, if you're in the horse industry and you're a horse owner and you're a horse racing team, and you're actually concerned about the gas and how much it is to get the horse to the track, you're probably in the wrong business.
We are.
Like when we're looking up,
to be honest,
it's 48 miles. Like, are you kidding me?
To be honest with you, though, the 6 months off, we still had to pay for him to live and eat. If that didn't happen, we wouldn't be stressed out.
No. We're back on track.
I agree.
We got to look at like a horse, like a running back. You know, we've had a running back. He's proven that he can run for 1,000 yards. Yeah. He's proven that he can give us 100 yards a week. But, you know, he broke his foot.
Yeah.
He's been back. His first game, he gave us 18 yards only. He didn't get hurt.
Well, yeah.
Fourth place, I'll say that's like a 54-yard performance.
It's funny you mentioned that Head Potter broke his ankle and was out of commission for a while, and then he wins a tournament. Maybe
I'm not surprised he broke like his that. Ankle. He's carrying a lot of weight up there.
Yeah, it happened at the Canadian Open. He broke his ankle. Yeah.
Well, at least he got health care for it. He could use it, too. He couldn't afford it. You know what? He owes us, probably.
I love that guy.
Where did Ted Potter go to school?
I know he's from Florida. I'm not sure. Actually, there's a real story. If you talk to some guys, Ted Potter was shaking guys down on the mini tour for a while. Like, that's why he didn't get scared on Sunday. He's one of those guys like playing cash games, beat down guys on smaller tours.
You know what's funny?
Hooters tour.
My guess for Ted Potter,
is that
too.
Is it Gator?
No, I'm thinking like Florida Gulf Coast.
Oh, yeah. How about
Florida International? I think it's probably like lower tier Sun Belt type thing. I don't think he's SEC. I'm like, going to call
like he's Tennessee State?
Yeah, like he's a mock. He's a moccasin.
He's Chattanooga.
I knew too. All right. He's from Ocala, Florida.
Yeah,
all right, come
from,
on,
I know
man. Tell
Florida.
Me. Please tell me you played at Florida Gulf Coast.
Where did he play? He might have not even gone to school, he might have just gone on the tour. Try to make some money on the Hooters tour. Did he even go to
college? Right.
He didn't go to college.
He didn't go to college.
The guy's not loaded. Like, Ted
no,
Potter,
you're right.
Like, he's got no money. Like, he's not a rich guy.
No, you're right. He
kid.
Began
like,
to play golf at a very early age. His father made him a custom set of clubs as soon as he could grip a golf club.
Then he went left.
His father, Ted Potter Sr., was a golf course maintenance professional and a low handicap golfer. So, golf course maintenance professional. Greenskeeper.
Yeah, basically.
He worked at a golf course.
Yeah. He wasn't like Phil Mickelson doing Falcon.
He didn't
when
he own
the
golf course.
No,
yeah.
No, no. They're not looking at birds.
Golf course maintenance. Yeah, greenskeeper.
Yeah. Here's the golf green, sir. Want to seed it here? Yeah, that's for Potter.
It's hard work greenskeeping. You got to be out there at like 4:30 a.m. and stuff.
Let
you
me
know?
Tell you something, Gabe. I've worked at golf courses for like 8 years. I worked at two of them, and greenskeeping. You said it. When these guys win their tournaments at your club, you're up 3 o'clock in the morning doing work. It's not an easy job.
He dominated Florida youth golf leagues. Yep. His success continued through high school. He won all district honor 3 times in high school, graduated in 2002, and turned pro instead of going to college.
Didn't want to go to college. Good for Ted. No, I like this guy.
Ted Potter's
Ted Potter's wicked.
Like, dude.
I know, he's wicked.
Man, he's never like.
There's no. No,
the wins are few and far between.
The thing is, when he's in contention, no, this is what he does. He'll fade away, miscut, 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 miscut.
Like he's
miscut.
Won 10 times on the web.com tour.
Yes, yeah, he was a monster on that tour.
Like, but he did win 10 times on the web.com
let
tour.
Let me tell you, Gabe, from a guy that watched
one PGA
golf,
win before this.
Greenbrier, but every time he's been in contention, he's won.
This
he's
is
been in
awesome,
contention
though.
Twice.
He was the NGA Hooters Player of the Year
twice. Hooters Tour, he rocked.
He owned them.
How do you not?
That's
love
a nice career, though.
TPJ's our guy. You got to love him, man. That Hooters Tour. Come on.
He's won. My bad. He's won official twice on the web.com tour.
Maybe he's the type of guy.
15 others on the regional sort of.
I was going to say, Morenci, he's the type of guy.
But they've only called it the web.com tour for because it used to be the Q School League, right?
Yeah exactly. Yeah, well, that web.com.
The Q League. What was it called? It was
well, you go to Q School, right? Q School gets you from the top guys in web.com go to PGA. Other guys have to qualify. It's the Q School. It's qualifying school.
Yeah, but what was it before web? What was the sponsor years ago?
Oh, it was no, not Hooters, because Hooters was the mini tour. I know what you're talking about. I'll remember. Don't worry about it.
So, yeah, good for him, though. Good for him. So he goes from being the Hooters Tour Player of the Year to winning Pebble Beach.
I was going to say, we could have got Game Time Decisions on his shirt if he didn't win last week.
Nickname.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
I keep waiting for the music to start, but it doesn't start.
It's 4:23. Okay. Well, Bucknell, Colgate, 1:54.
Well, the show doesn't end in a minute. Hey, Flory, are you right? You have a heart attack? Get master control here?
I love these guys.
This segment brought to you by Fantasy Factor.
Yeah, Fantasy Factor.
www.fantasyfactor.com. Great DFS website.
Nando says, no sharks.
Single entry only, Cam.
I like that. That's the problem. Can I put in my 30 lineups, please? That's what happens. Yeah, I like a single lineup. Less sharks in the water, too, please. We can go over the NCAA futures, too, Morenci. Time's approaching. Maybe we can talk about some teams that have a little bit of value.
I like Virginia.
They're 16-1 right now.
I like the Virginia Cavaliers a lot, even though they lost to Virginia Tech over the weekend.
Good call on the – we talked about the revenge spot. Gonzaga, know what they did to St. Mary's? They beat them over the head with a mallet. That's what they did.
Yeah, I was on St. Mary's.
Oh, were you really?
I took the over.
Actually, that was one good pick.
I took Gonzaga. The over in the game as well. It saved me. But I got to tell you, man, Gonzaga have won, Cam, 17 of the last 18 WCC conference titles. They shared once with St. Mary's.
Yep.
But St. Mary's had their opportunity, dude. They'd already beaten Gonzaga earlier in the year. There's only five more games left of conference play. You beat Gonzaga, you're going to win
exactly.
The damn conference.
But what do they do? Gag.
You got smoked.
They came out to your point. Gonzaga came out and they were up 25 to like four, like
five.
Like, yeah, 25 to 5. That's right. I'm, and know the best thing about St. Mary's?
St. Mary's chipped away. They made it 40-30 at the half.
Too,
but then
too little. Too
but
little.
Then in the second half, Cam, Gonzaga punched him in the mouth again. It was like bam.
Funny when you're watching. Know what the best is? When you're watching those St. Mary's games, That gym is absolutely awful. Me and you, like, we could literally go down to the YMCA and have a better look. That, no, come on. St. Mary's gym is like, it's like a preschooler. It's a middle school gym. Come on.
Yeah, people like the old small gyms,
no,
though.
No, it's too small. It's too small.
You're not down.
No, like, I'm
it watching, looks like a high school.
It looks embarrassing when you're watching on TV. It's like,
you
come
should,
on.
You should see some of the other West Coast Conference gyms.
Oh, yeah. UC Irvine, oh, Riverside. Yeah. Yikes.
There's like 4,000, you know. There's no seats. It's like benches.
Yeah, there's nobody there.
Like, there's. But by far the worst name in college basketball, Cam, for arenas, the Jenny Craig Pavilion.
Jenny Craig Pavilion.
Yeah, real intimidating place to go play. Like New Mexico, you've got the pit.
I love the pit where they go ree ree. Remember the guy with the sign? He's like blinding people.
Yeah, the pit. Yeah, it's like, man, we got to go and play in the pit. It's gonna suck up there in Albuquerque. Like, you're going to San Diego to take on the Toreros, the Jenny Craig Pavilion.
That's where San Diego plays?
Yeah, and I was wondering, though, do they sell, like, popcorn and nachos and hot dogs at the games, or is it Jenny Craig?
Yeah, they're portion controlled. Here's your brownie, sir.
Can I get a popcorn? Nah. Yeah, it's a cup. It's like a little cup of popcorn. It's like, what's this?
I got a red Solo cup with a couple kernels in it.
No, and then, you know, there's some chick that tells you, well, you know, eating a big bucket of popcorn's not good for you, so...
I hope we're still on the air.
Jenny Craig ice cream. Yeah, are we even on?
That's another thing. We might be just be talking to ourselves. I don't know.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Florio.
Are you there?
Have you disappeared? What's going on?
I'm here.
Hello? Yeah, I don't know, buddy. I don't know what's Hello? Going on there, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm looking at the board. I see some good... Xavier, yeah, I know you like Virginia at 16-1. Xavier, 35-1, I can get a sniff with. I'm trying to think about it. Nah, I don't like North Carolina. Do you know who I like, actually? And I know they lost this weekend. I like Purdue at 18-1. I know they lost to Michigan State on a heartbreaking three right at the end of that game, but the Purdue Boilermakers are a damn good basketball team. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Morenci. I know you like Virginia.
I think Virginia provides some good value.
Yeah, they're defensively, Virginia, they're locked down, man. They're a hard team to score against. You know that. You're watching every one of those Cavaliers games. They're lethal.
Tournament's around the corner, and me and Cam are talking about going to Vegas.
Yeah, I think we can. We'll go old school, Morenci. I think we should go to the old Palace Stations, maybe stay there.
I haven't been
in a kitchenette.
I haven't been in Vegas for March Madness since Michigan lost to Louisville in the championship game.
The last time I remember you were there, remember we were doing, Blessing was doing a radio show in the pavilion of the Golden Nugget, and that's when you came and we met each other because we were both at different hotels. That was like, how many years? Was that 8, 10 years ago?
It's going to creep up on us. It's 1 month away, essentially, Cam. It starts, I think, it's March 15th or March 16th.
Is that what it
is? Whatever the date is, that week.
Yeah, the week of the March.
March 14th is the Tuesday game, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that makes sense.
March 14th is the Tuesday game.
That's funny. I just realized I got to. I was going to emcee an international indoor soccer game. I'm going to have to tell those guys to stiff it if we're going to Vegas, because I'd rather go to Vegas, to be honest with you, than work that game. I know Brazil's going to play, but I'd rather go to Vegas. We can go see Brian Blessing. We can go do some maybe we can go to a Knights game. Are the Knights going to be, if the Knights are playing there, that would be fantastic, even though they sucked eggs last night against the Flyers. Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
All right.
Sorry about that, Morenci. I had a bad feeling about that game.
So we've been informed. Yeah, I don't know. We can't hear Florio for one reason or another.
Okay. So are we still we're still there?
Yeah, we're still here. Okay. Yeah, no, we're all good.
Yeah,
but
we'll go all the way through.
I asked. I said, yeah, what's
Well, I guess we'll have Merrill on next break. Yeah, we'll bring him on and we can talk a little NBA, talk a little NCAA. Only three games on the ice tonight, not much there. We'll see what happens.
I don't know if we're able to get Merrill on, to be honest.
Yeah, you bring up the good points. Yeah, that's
if we can't hear them.
Yeah, well, great observation. Yeah, I didn't know if we can hear the guest or the board or yeah.
So I hope Mike Florio is working on this as we speak now.
I hope so too. We don't have a tech guy here. Who are we going to call? The landlady? Melrose Studios, who's here?
Yeah, Florio. Well, there's nothing we can do, Ken. We're doing our thing, but like we need them to patch through the guest to us.
Very good, very good. I liked your when I was looking at your tweet about names today. I really enjoyed that segment. Like, I went to public school, elementary school, with the guy that the principal's name was Harry Dick. No, I'm not lying. His name was Harold Dick, but Harry Dick. You had a couple good ones too. So we'll see what happens tonight. I don't know exactly what's.
We've got three games in the National Hockey League. Yeah, you see, are you laying it down?
Yeah, I'm laying it down. I was thinking about actually, I'm going to take the opposite of the consensus plays tonight. I think a lot of people are going to be on Edmonton. I'll tell you a story. Betting Edmonton is just stupid. I made a mistake last week thinking, oh, yeah, you know, if they find a way to win every game and slip into the playoffs at 55, whatever. No, they suck. They can't get goaltending. They're a one-trick pony team. And I'm thinking about taking Florida at plus 130. Even if Edmonton wins, I think that's a good value play. Chicago, Arizona, does it look too easy? The whole population's going to be on the Blackhawks tonight, laying 30 cents. I actually might take a shot with the Desert Dogs. They played better. They should have beat Philadelphia, and you saw what Philadelphia did to Vegas. And I'll take a shot with the Leafs against Tampa Bay. That's just a homer play, and six over. I think we can get lots of goals. That's where I'm going, buddy. I'm going contrarian tonight, going on the opposites. Maybe Florida, Arizona, doing some real crazy stuff.
Tampa Bay Lightning and the Toronto Maple Leafs are minus 120.
What do you think about that? You like that?
The Chicago Blackhawks and Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
Coyotes.
I prefer the Cardinals. I might take
They're both crap.
They are.
Arizona Coyotes, Cardinals, but they both suck.
I might take a shot with the Coyotes. Blackhawks.
I'm just laughing. I asked for your NHL breakdown.
Yeah.
You go through it in like 20 seconds.
Oh, okay. I got a lot. Well, I told you. I got a lot of things that we can go through tonight. It's a huge game between Tampa Bay and Steven Stamkos. Yeah,
Chicago's minus 140 at Arizona. Coyotes, my apologies.
Yeah, I like the Coyotes. I think they're in a good spot. Antti Raanta played really well the last game. I told you, they should have beat Philadelphia. The Chicago Blackhawks are a shell of their former selves, Gabe. These guys got blanked by the Minnesota Wild. Like, Chicago's not a great hockey team anymore. Things have changed. The Blackhawks, you can't be linked. Sure, they could win the game. It's Arizona, but I'm not laying 40 cents. Sorry, I don't think Chicago's that good anymore.
And the Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers. Oilers are minus 140.
That's suicide. The Oilers is a favorite. Even if they do win, disappointing year. Florida Panthers got a lot of speed on that team. I don't trust Edmonton. Interesting totals tonight. Not any five flats on the board. Six in the Edmonton-Florida game. I think we can get there. Toronto-Tampa Bay, six total in that game. And Chicago-Arizona, 5.5. I might lean to the Grand Salami over the number tonight, Gabe.
Now, yeah, I brought up earlier, Cam, I saw a name on Twitter. I saw a tweet about unfortunate names, and it was an elementary school teacher named Mr. Perv.
That's the best name ever. His last name was Perv?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Mr. Perv.
I like Mr. Perv.
Now, you got to change your name. If your last name is Mr. Perv,
Yeah.
You change your name, or you just get like 100% into porn.
Yeah, Mr. Perv. Do porno videos, you know, you can't be in the educational system teaching children with a name like Mr. Perv.
Mr. Perv.
Hi, who's your guidance counselor, Mr. Perv?
So it made me, I couldn't help but think of Houston Nutt and the quarterback, Casey Dick. So, of course, when Houston Nutt was the coach of Arkansas and Dick was the quarterback, he actually replaced Johnson. At the quarterback position.
Johnson, Dick, and Nutt?
Yeah, and the headline actually was, not to replace Johnson with Dick to take on Cox.
That's not to replace Johnson with Dick to take on Cox.
Like, I remember,
oh, that is so good.
I remember when Casey Dick was the quarterback of Arkansas.
Yeah.
Every media outlet took every opportunity possible to use the name Dick as much as possible.
Of course they did.
Like, even ESPN couldn't respond. No question who the QB is. Razorbacks to stick with Dick.
Yeah. That's awesome. Same with the Pac-12.
It's like the one opportunity. Like, you know, if you're a kid and you can't swear, but it's like, oh, that stupid bastard. Well, his last name's Bastard. Yeah. It's, you know.
Trojans Pound Beavers.
Yeah, Trojans Pound Beavers is a good one.
Very popular. Very popular.
Not to replace Dick to take on Cox.
That's the best. I can't believe they're even – like, it just sets up, and they're playing the South Carolina
And it's all
game
true. Run. Like, if you're wondering right now, it's all true.
Houston Nutt.
Houston Nutt was the coach. Johnson – Robert Johnson was the quarterback, but he was replaced by Casey Dick to take on the Gamecocks. Nutt to replace Johnson with Dick to take on Cox.
I'm like a little kid. I can't help it. It's
yeah,
so
no,
good.
But the thing is, like, so it good. Just, like, it actually all, it makes sense, though.
Oh, of course it does.
Nutt to replace Johnson with Dick to take on Cox. Can't Houston make- Nutt was the coach. Robert Johnson was the quarterback replaced. Casey Dick steps in for Johnson.
Versus Gamecocks.
And they're taking on the Cox.
Can't write this stuff, but we did. Unbelievable.
Best day. I maintain it's the best headline ever.
Oh, it could be. For sports, there's going to be none better than that. Other than like some porno names, like for regular fun, regular PG fun. Yeah, I got to agree with you there. That's amazing stuff. Beautiful, beautiful stuff.
But we came across some. There's been some good names over the years. Dick Trickle.
Oh, Dick Trickle's very good. Very good. Yeah, the only one I really know is from school with Harry Dick. That's I know another guy, Rob Loblaw. His name's Robert Loblaw. Rob Loblaw. Rob Loblaw. Like, it's just a stupid name. That's not like good, like Nutt replaces Dick, but just like dumb names. Rob Loblaw. Come on. That's brutal.
Rusty Cunts.
With the Kansas City Royals? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rusty Cunts. Wasn't he the first base coach?
I believe was it Kuntz?
Whatever. It's spelled the same way. He's the guy. Was he the guy who got smoked by a crackhead Chicago White Sox fan and his kid?
No, that was game? Steve Balboni.
Oh, so. No. I thought it was Rusty Kuntz. So, oh, yeah. Dick Trickle.
Dick Trickle, old Indy driver.
Yeah, like, look at his look, too. Hey, Dick Trickle's great.
Dick Trickle. Dawana Boner.
Dawana Boner. Nice.
Dawana Boner.
It's Boner, huh? Yep.
All right. So this is a basketball player. Ivana Mandic.
Oh, Ivana Mandic? Yeah. Hey, she's from UNC Charlotte. Nice.
UNC Charlotte.
I like it.
Destiny Hooker.
Oh, yeah, I know Destiny Hooker. Great name.
There's an old baseball player, Dick Sisler.
Oh, you can't. That's such a good handle. I love Dick Sizzler. Like, that's fantastic. The funny thing about these guys, too, they all got great looks. Dick Sizzler.
Maybe the best one ever, Cam.
Oh, my God. Dick Paradise?
His name is Dick Paradise.
He's got a Quaker Oats. Look at his card, too. It's a Quaker Oats card. Who
played for the Minnesota Quaker Oats.
What are they, Minnesota Saints? Quaker Oats? What the hell? Yeah, they are. Are they the Quaker Oats?
It's the Minneapolis St. Paul Saints,
yeah,
by the WHA, taking on the Quaker Oats. I don't know.
Quaker Oats.
Dick Paradise.
Dick Paradise. That's so good.
Now here's a volleyball player.
Oh, Yoshi Takeshita? Yeah, that's a good one.
That's the name. Yoshi Takeshita.
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 Yeah.
Yoshi Takeshita. Takeshita.
Takeshita. Yep, that's...
And maybe the best.
Oh.
Old school Boston Patriot. Nobody covered a wide receiver, and nobody played better man-to-man defense in the late 50s than Dick Felt.
That is so good. Dick Felt. The Felt. Dick Felt. Oh, that's amazing. Where'd you find this site?
All right, Cam. So... Yeah, so for the record, I was informed. Yeah, we went to a break before, and we just kept talking right on through it, and they just joined us when we just kept talking.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
So we
can't hear. We can't hear anything.
We can't hear the music.
No, I can't hear anything. But we sound like we're still on. It sounds clear. Sounds very clear. Crystal.
Dick Felt.
Dick Felt. Dick Felt. I like Dick Felt.
All right. So, yeah, we're going to be going to a break. We're going to be going to a break in 1 minute.
Okay, friend.
And they're going to try to switch things up and see if we can figure out the phone situation.
Ooh.
Figure out the phones, guests, et cetera.
Oh, nice.
Could be a little bit of a problem for Tony Cincotta and me to talk DFS for an hour if I can't hear Tony Cincotta.
Yeah, I never even thought about that. That's it. I got to go do the pizza bill hit. That's going to be a nightmare. No, don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. It's a positive thing. That's the name of it.
I try to remain positive.
I know you do, buddy. It's hard sometimes, but we'll stay positive.
I like it before, though. I was looking up at the clock, Kevin.
No, I saw it, too. It's 20.
It's like the music.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
And we're back. I don't know. This song doesn't sound like it was recorded in the last 10 years.
The over-under's 40 and a half. What, Spirit in the Sky? Yeah, it sounds 60s. I'm just like,
everything's fine. I'm going to be all right.
We're going to the place that's the best. When I die, gonna recommend the Spirit in the Sky.
All right, so we'll get Steve Merrill on. No, it's all good. I guess
we'll get him on next. Want to get him on after 5?
I guess we just did what we always do. We just kept talking and talking. It's an old. You know what? I realized though, years ago, being on AM radio, I used to be on an AM radio station, and the tower man used to like.
Shake.
Sometimes we get knocked off, and we used to get like a lot of calls. Oh, you guys were knocked off the air. You're not on the air. But it would only be in like part of a section of the city. You know what I mean? So some host would start swearing and freaking out and stuff like and, that.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's like, yeah, the West Island can't hear you for some stupid reason, but the rest of the city can, or everyone online can.
Such a good point when you're traveling.
So basically, yeah, the moral of the story is, kids, I'm like Don Cherry, kids,
keep on doing the show.
You just keep talking. Like me and Cam, we never went into silence. I was just baffled by things.
When I saw 424 Eastern, I'm like, I think, don't we usually go off at 20? But you're right, though.
It should be a break.
That's
now.
Such a good point for radio, because I remember when we were driving around, Gabe, and like we're going to different places. All of a sudden, I'm in the middle of nowhere hearing, and Notre Dame scores a touchdown. And this is from like a crazy, crazy radio station, because people don't understand. And you know that being like when you're living in Montreal, over water and land and stuff, you start to get weird feeds when the weather changes from different cities. You might get New Hampshire, Vermont, things over here. Like that's the thing. A lot of people, these radio experts, they have these super radios where they can tune in crazy, crazy rare college games and stuff. It happens.
All right. So do we have Steve Merrill? Do we track Steve Merrill down?
Yeah, we go grab Steve, talk a little NCAA.
Bring Steve and talk NBA basketball, a little college basketball as well.
How was the NASCAR for you this weekend? I didn't have Ted Potter Jr. in golf. Did you win any money? Or
no,
what?
I picked Denny Hamlin to win. He was plus 700. He finished in second place.
Dude, it's unbelievable. When you were talking to me, day late, dollar short, so close, half points here.
Yeah, like I said earlier, we call it the Sports Rage rim job of the night.
You're getting lots of rim jobs.
You got the Sports Rage rim job of the night last night.
Sponsored
with
by Metamucil, the Sports Rage rim job.
Yeah.
How are your bowel movements?
This show should be brought to you by Preparation H, yeah. Metamucil, KY, and Rubber Glove Companies.
Latex gloves.
Because gamblers, oh, I know. Gamblers, you're going to get screwed over.
Yeah, I got hit hard last night, too. A huge, huge swing. And that's the difference between winning money and losing money, man. It really pisses me off. Team scored like a couple seconds left on empty net. How come it never goes our way? It's always.
I don't trust the Ducks, Cam.
What?
I don't trust the Anaheim Ducks. I just don't.
After last night, you talk about certain teams that piss you off. Those guys have screwed me. Preparation H backdoored me so many times this year, and I'm done with them too. Everyone, ooh, trendy team. Yeah, you got a 2-0 lead, you piss it away, and you lose in a shootout. I'm sick and tired of it. It's ridiculous. These guys, you're right. They're so overrated. I don't care if their players come back. Gibson's not the same type of goaltender. He's soft. And I got to give San Jose credit. These guys were playing Edmonton. They went in there. They pissed away a 3-0 lead. They come back and win. And the next night, they play their rival game down 2-0 and win. That's a hockey team. You could say what you want about these guys getting older. They're at least, they're a lot more gritty than the Ducks. Ducks are soft.
I'm sweating out a soccer game right now, Kim.
Who do you got?
I got Chelsea and West Brom.
Oh, yeah. Chelsea and West Brom are playing this afternoon.
Under three and a half
Let's go to the game. I've seen enough of Jake Tapper and that look. Tell me what's going on with Trump today. That's the
Jake
best.
Jake Tapper.
That guy, you said he smiled before? I've never.
Yeah, he smiled. He smiled when the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right. He's a huge Eagles fan, but I've never seen that guy crack.
You know, I saw a story today, Cam, and I saw a story the last couple of days, actually. Where's the, Melrose Place Studios.
Studios.
No EPL soccer here?
I don't know. Where's the cable package coming from?
Man, it's Pyeongchang all the time.
Yeah, you can't shake the Olympics. You can't. or some stooge talking about the Vancouver Canucks.
What kind of world am I living in when I'm clicking around and I don't just automatically get a Chelsea soccer match?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And you got to
for shame.
The ratings for the Chelsea West Brom game will be a hell of a lot better too. People love afternoon soccer.
I got an in-game parlay here. I've got under 3.5 in Chelsea and West Brom. They're in the 89th minute right now. It's 3-0. And I've got under 3.5 in Deportivo La Coruña versus Real Betis.
Real Betis.
Yeah.
The Chelsea game, are they up 3-0?
They're up 3-0.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I just got to get through extra time here.
Yeah, maybe they might take mercy on these guys. You never know.
Injury time, 2 minutes. They just said 2 minutes.
Perfect. Just end it.
Nah,
end
Chelsea right are now. Son of a bitches. They might try to score again at the end here.
Know what I've noticed about your plays? Everything is just like you love walking the tightrope. It's never, if the total's 3, it's at 2, 2.5. You know what I mean? The total's 2.5. It'll be 2-0 with like into injury time, bar off the post, shot off the crossbar, crazy things happen. No, you don't go through a game clean. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, say you got a total of 210. You can't just win 140 to 132. It's got to be right on the damn number.
No,
every
I
time.
Really should.
Like you should be a lines maker because you're hovering around the number so much.
I really should just tease like every game I ever played.
Which is,
I seem to lose. But then if I did that, I'd just lose by half a point on the teaser.
That's another point. And teaser, you know what I mean? And teaser juice, as you know, an experienced gambler, you don't need to be paying 30 cents every time you place a bet.
Cam, I was very disappointed the other night that Bet365 wouldn't let me tease curling.
Oh, no curling teasers.
Yeah.
Curling's been great.
Yeah, like
these mixed curling Olympics, everything's over the number. 8-4, 8-6.
Yeah, the mixed curling seems to be high scoring, but the real curling is set to begin. I think things will slow down a little bit.
Oh, for real curling? Yes, because they'll play more defensive.
Canada's going to win the curling gold medal, aren't they?
For men.
The women are a little bit more wide open. The
women, I think, are you could look at a couple teams. Like I know our buddy Babana was talking about Sweden at plus 350. They always have a good team. Never count out the Scots. Even the Japanese, these teams are getting better. That's the problem. On the women's side, the world is catching up big time. So that's what I would do. I would probably lay it down at minus 130 with the men's side and then find a small pooch on the ladies' side. That's what I would do, buddy. And then you don't have to worry so much. Just bet curling, bet individual stuff, you know? Like, things are happening. I was talking about Babano. I think he's already up like 2 or 3 units with some of those Olympic plays. That's the thing. If one of these Olympic plays hits at plus 350 or 450, you get free rolls. That's the beautiful thing about taking dogs.
Yeah, Babano's on some alpine skiing tonight. Yeah.
I'm going to be riding his picks tonight.
Marcel Hirscher, Austria, plus 310. Men's combined slalom. Cross-country skiing. Women's sprint. Macon Kasperen, Fala, Norway, plus 160.
Did you see what the Norwegians did in the cross country?
They dominate that stuff.
Gold, silver, bronze. Gold, silver, bronze.
Did you see the guy that fell down and people were like skiing over him? Seriously. Like, they know one of the cross country skiers, he fell down early and like people were like stepping on him and stuff, like out of my way. And like they're skiing over him, Kemp.
Yeah.
The guy ended up winning. Norwegian guy got up and he caught everybody.
He's like, I'm gonna get you. Norwegians are, you can't bet against them in anything. Any biathlon, any long track cross country skiing event, they rock.
Sports, short tracks, speed skating, women's 500 meters. Ariana Fontana, Italy, plus 900.
Plus 900.
Swinging for the fences. Speed skating, men's Cone Virgil. Or Verwudgie, or I don't know what that
is. Con. Verwy. I think it's a silent J.
Con!
Plus 190.
Con Virgil?
I think it's Cohen, K-O-E-N. Isn't that Cohen? Is that Con? I don't know. He's Dutch. Who cares?
Todd Gack.
Gack.
Was that a Dutch name? Gack.
Gack. Seinfeld, right? Yeah, that's right. Todd Gack. Great handle.
Yeah, it's a great name.
Oh, it's so good. What a name.
I was thinking if I stay in hotels under like an assumed name, I'm going to go with Todd Gack.
Yeah, Todd Gack's pretty good.
Todd Gack.
What was your fake name again?
Gary Brown.
Oh, yeah, Gary Brown. I like Gary Brown, actually. It's good.
Yeah, Gary Brown. That's my top alias.
That's my mom's maiden name. They're all Browns.
I've gone by Gary Brown and John Vaughn.
John Vaughn, former Milwaukee Brewer, John Vaughn?
No, a Michigan Wolverine running back.
Michigan running back, John Vaughn. Two of the same.
J-O-N.
Yeah, not J-O-H-N. Correct.
Yeah, just like Voight.
Yeah, the actor, John Voight, and regular John
Oh, you bought John Voight's car. Who, the actor? No, the dentist, what, the periodontist.
There's teeth marks in his pencil. I bet John Voight's pencil.
Gary Brown.
Gary Brown's a great name.
It really is. It
should be your radio name. And I'm Gary Brown.
I might just change my Twitter handle to Gary Brown.
Why? But
we're going to find out, though. I did this.
Sports Rage is what you've been doing for a long time. I did though, the.
I did the MyHeritage DNA.
Oh, God.
I did the DNA test, Cam. The DNA kit.
I thought you were going to give me a box of chocolates, but it's a DNA kit. It looks like a. I'm like, wow, you got any caramels in there?
Now, it's funny because I actually tweeted. You notice like every second damn ad on TV nowadays is some sort of.
Ancestry DNA.
Ancestry this, find out this and that.
I used to be German, but now I'm Italian. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, you're an idiot, buddy.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Merker, figure it out. I know. Yeah. We used to dance in a Scottish.
I traded
band.
My lederhosen for a kilt.
Yeah, shut up.
Like, maybe the Scots don't want you.
That's another thing. I watched that commercial. I'm insulted. That guy doesn't even know. You don't even know?
And what? So, yeah. Well, because you're related to someone from Scotland, you're going to start wearing a kilt?
No, you're wearing nothing.
You're Scottish. I've never seen you wear a kilt. No, do you even own a kilt?
Yeah, I do, actually. I do. We have a family kilt. I never wear it. It's in the basement.
I don't know if I want to see you in a kilt.
Oh, God, no. You don't want to see that.
You know how to put a kilt on? You got to wrap it? Is it like a tie? Is it hard to put a kilt on properly, or is it just basically a skirt?
Marinci, I couldn't lie to you. I've never tried to put it on properly. There's some things on the side, some like handles probably to tighten and loosen. And a lot of real Scots, they go open junk at the end. I think I'd wear boxers.
No.
You can't be going to events with your nutsack.
No, I would.
Oh, you want to rock an
Captain
authentic?
Commando.
Yeah, that's right. Commando is probably, it feels a lot nicer, smoother,
Captain,
fresh, fresh.
Yeah, we all know boxer shorts, bad for the sperm count.
No, briefs are. That's boxers hold them in. He was talking about briefs.
I don't know, man. Boxers?
Boxers, boxers at least let you breathe. Briefs are, they're nut huggers. They're tight. That's the difference. Briefs are really bad. They kill sperm.
Really?
Yeah, don't you remember? There's been tests done. No, this is actually, I'm not making this stuff up. This is like scientific fact. Like if you wear nut huggers, the ones who are not boxers, like just real tight, you know, see the top of the leg, just sack hanging. Those are brutal. Like they're brutal for circulation, everything. You can't win. Boxers, at least, they'll let them flow a little bit.
No, man, I'm going.
Are you going commando all the time?
I'm going commando or boxer.
You know what? Commando's the way to go, though, for feeling free and easy. I like Commando, too.
Well, it's a good thing about Melrose Place Studios. There's no interns to sexually harass.
Good point.
I can't get, like, Me Too'd here.
That's so
true. Unless you file a complaint.
Oh, no. You got enough complaints about me.
Unless you...
We'll complain about each other. Well, this guy's really swinging for the fences here. Short track speed skating. The chick from Italy, plus 900. Like, come on now. That's... Wow! If it wins, I'll give Babano enough credit on that one. That is deep.
So Esteban Loaiza.
Oh God,
Esteban Loaiza got arrested over the weekend in San Diego with 20 keys of cocaine and heroin. It's like listed both. They're like cocaine and heroin. So he had 20 pounds, Cam. 20 kilos, which is over 40 pounds. Which is probably about 40 years.
He won't. Just as betting men, he won't see the light of day. He'll die in prison for that amount.
He's going to have a good story to get out of this. So
was that on his person, or did he get caught with obviously in a vehicle or something? Right?
We've told the story before. Esteban Loaiza, former Toronto Blue Jay pitcher, And, you know, we used to go out to the after hours clubs. I don't do it anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
I used to. Good times, though. They're all, like, sort of in basements, and there's, like, pool tables and...
lots of fun.
Yeah, drug dealers.
All sorts of types. Lots of sweat.
Pretty much, like,
people overheating.
If you're looking for, like, you know, America's top, like, 50 most wanted, there's a good chance two or three of them are going to be one of these type of rooms.
Great point. Lots, so, lots of shady pricks and grifters.
Yeah, there really is. But normally they pay the cops off so the places don't get popped. So, like, Toronto Blue Jay players would go. Esteban Loaiza was there, and our buddy sees him and goes up to him. And that's it's like 5:30 in the morning. And, you know, Esteban Loaiza is like quadruple fisting it. So he's got two hands, two bottles in both, Coronas. And he's with a couple of chicks. And our buddy says to him, hey, Esteban, how you doing? He goes, aren't you pitching tomorrow? And he looks at him. He goes, no, man, I pitch today.
Pitching tomorrow.
I pitch today.
I'm pitching today.
So he pitched later in the day. We all bet against him and stuff.
and he pitched a jab.
Yeah, he pitched a jab.
Sweated it out.
He pitched a jab, but the Jays bullpen blew the game after.
True.
So we won the bet. Moral of the story is Esteban Loaiza won't be pitching today anytime soon.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
Game Time Decisions Radio, Red Heat and Rage Radio continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, sitting alongside Cam Stewart. That first hour flew by.
Sure did, buddy. He forgot on the list, Dick Pohl, another classic.
Dick Pohl.
Red Sox legend, Dick Pohl.
Great name, Dick Pohl.
It's like... Gotta love parents. We call him Dick Pohl.
Here's
your
a
last
good,
name is Pohl. We'll call
here's
him
a good old school. Here's a good old school baseball name. Blue Moon Odom.
Oh, that's fantastic. You don't get him like that anymore. Look how happy he looks.
Hey, Blue Moon. Hey, what up, Blue Moon?
I like Blue Moon. It's a beer.
Mike Lemon Jello.
Mike Lemon Jello.
Professional bowler.
Oh, that's great.
Mike Lemon Jello. Fabian Assman.
Yeah, we know about the Assman.
Otto.
Creedence Clearwater Cuoto? That can't. That's made up.
Shooty Babbitt.
That's a good one. I like Shooty Babbitt. Your Highness Morgan.
Your Highness Morgan.
Very regal.
College football player.
Chief Kicking Stallions.
Alabama State.
Wow. Ben Gay. What's that one?
Urban Shocker.
And he's white.
Urban Shocker. That's unbelievable.
Oh, Urban Shocker.
Old school baseball. Yeah, old school Yankees.
What's that from the 20s?
Urban Shocker. Yeah,
go scroll down Urban Shocker. See when he was around because I have no clue what that's unbelievable.
All right. Hey, Florida, we have is Steve Merrill ready to go?
Yeah. Urban Shocker. I don't know what that. Urban Shocker.
All right.
I don't know what I'm going to do with the National Basketball Association tonight, but I'll tell you one thing, Gabe. Phoenix, they've been, Golden State minus 15.5, something to look forward to. But you know what the problem with these guys is?
They're going
to
pace Phoenix tonight. Is Phoenix really going to cover?
Phoenix is 1-9 in their last 10, but 3-7 ATS overall. Golden State, you'd think, you know, for a team that wins games, they're 12-15 at home against the spread. Despite that record, they're 21-7, but they're only 12-15 against the spread at home. And Phoenix has a road ATS of 15-11, despite being 19-18 on the road. So obviously, you should say these guys might be able to name their number. But the way Phoenix played against San Antonio, too, was like 31-6. Like, it was just brutal. They, what they score? 6 points, I guess, in the first quarter of that game. They ended up, I remember you, I think you had the over in that game. And it didn't it get there despite these guys like that? Because San Antonio scored, what did they score, .140 in that basketball game?
The Phoenix Suns, Cam, they're
a train wreck.
They really are. They really are a train wreck. 15.5 points right now.
Yeah.
I don't, you know.
No, you don't.
They're going to lose by 27.
You're not taking Phoenix in that spot. That's the thing.
The Utah Jazz have won 9 straight games.
Yep, 9-1 in their last 10 and 8-2 ATS in their last 10.
They played last night in Portland.
They did.
Now you get San Antonio tonight. Jazz are laying 4 points. LaMarcus Aldridge not playing. Tony Parker and Murray, both game time decisions, questionable.
That's why Utah is laying 4.5, right?
It's even four.
Four?
Even 4 points, Utah.
San Antonio's 12-16.
San Antonio play in Denver tomorrow night, too. So LaMarcus Aldridge will be back tomorrow. Good spot for Denver tomorrow. But listen, I know that they played last night, Utah.
But they're hot. And that's the thing. Once you're a hot team, you might want to ride the hot streak up.
They're 10-2 since Rudy Gobert has been back in the lineup. That's crazy thing about Utah, too, is Ricky Rubio's been hurt for the last couple of nights. Mm-hmm. And they've traded a lot of people. I mean, they traded, look, they got rid of Hayward. They lost George Hill. They just traded Rodney Hood.
Yep.
And they keep that's
what the Utah Jazz do. They just keep on rolling and rolling and rolling.
Donovan Mitchell, man, the kid's the real deal. He's very, very consistent.
I just can't believe how good they are. Not just like winning, they're covering spreads too.
I think the Jazz are the play tonight.
I do. I agree with you. I think the Jazz are the play, and it looks like a sucker line because when you're seeing Utah, who went and beat Portland last night, and now they have to lay 4 points, you're thinking, oh, San Antonio, good team, good pedigree, but with their injuries, Morency, I got to think, man. Utah -4 might be a short price. These San Antonio Spurs might be missing a lot of players in the game. Total, you talk about it being low in these both of these games, 197 and a 197 flat, lowest total on the board in the association tonight, 197 flat.
Pelicans at the Pistons tonight. Anthony Davis going to have his hands full with both Drummond and Blake Griffin this evening. But,
Pistons have been kind of...
They've lost two straight after that dominant little run with Blake Griffin once Griffin got there.
Great call. You know what the funny thing about these teams, Morency? Listen to this one on the season. You want to talk mirror images? New Orleans? Guess their ATS record. Like total this year. Just give me a guess. What do you think it is?
23-27.
Close. 27-27. Exactly 500.
Really?
And Detroit is 26-27.
I knew there'd be around the 500, but I was thinking how many games did they actually play. You put me in the hot spot.
I don't like putting people in hot
spots.
No,
I was pretty close.
I'm just shocked because, look, think about it. The New Orleans Pelicans are exactly 500 ATS, 27-27, and Detroit is almost 500, 26-27 ATS. Detroit, 5-5 in their last 10, but I'll tell you something about the Pistons, Morency, even after stuff. These guys are only 2-8 ATS in their last 10. They don't cover numbers. So despite being real sexy, hey, the Pistons, we went out and got Blake Griffin and ruined doing this.
They should win this game this evening.
They're money burners.
The Pelicans have been on the road, though, Cam, for about a week now. It should start to catch up to them. But
it should.
I'll tell you what, Rondo's a good DFS play tonight, actually.
You like Rondo?
I do.
What's his price? He's probably like, cheap.
Well, what is he? He's 6,800, was it?
Kind of. He's mid-grade. Mid-grade price, $6,800. I don't know, man. I don't trust the Pistons. It looks like a very, very, very short price, too. 2.5? I get
almost seems too good to be true. You're saying it's a trap.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a it looks like a bait line to me. I'm not going to say it's a total trap. But what would you make this line at? I'd probably make the line at 3.5, 4.
Yeah, Rondo's 57. My bad. 5,700.
Come on, Gabe. We've been down this road before. 2.5 looks really, really low. For a team like New Orleans that's getting beat up, it would not shock me if the Pelicans won this game. I can't lay 2.5. That's a bad – that line's weird. And they don't give away money. It's like, oh, it's a good line. No. It's I don't trust Detroit.
The total's 221.5. Very high, but it's high for a reason. New Orleans are a defensive sieve. They've given up, look, they gave up 128 points, Cam, to the Brooklyn Nets. They gave up 100, an even 100 to the Sixers. They gave up 133 to the Jazz. They gave up 118 to the T-Wolves. They gave up 100 to Oklahoma. Man, they're just 100 they plus just, or more. It's just constant.
They can't let anybody get in the 90s. Yeah, 100 plus.
But that total's just a little bit too high.
And look at the money line, too. Like,
I got burnt. Look, the Clippers came. You know, it's the second time this year the Clippers have been in one of these revenge games. Remember the Chris Paul game?
Yep.
Houston Rockets. Rockets went in there. Rockets were 5-point road favorites, even without James Harden on a Monday night. I remember the game. Boom. Houston kicked the crap out of them. And same thing. We underestimated this. On Friday, we talked so much about Blake Griffin and, oh, he's playing against the Clippers. We didn't think about Avery Bradley and Tobias Harris playing against the Pistons that they just got traded
great
from.
Point. They're you know what?
And Harris went off. No, Harris is an automatic 18 points, this kid.
They're people, too.
They're people, too.
No, that's the thing. Like, when you do, it's true. When you break these things down, you always think about the stars. But what about the guy? What about the guy? The rest of the guys on
the team?
It was
like Chris Paul. We were all about Chris Paul. Chris Paul all going back.
Doesn't mean nothing.
Yeah, we didn't realize that the Clippers absolutely detest Chris Paul. Like, I didn't realize that. The hatred level that they had for him.
It's high.
We didn't know, though.
I know.
I remember, like, they were talking smack. They were pushing him, but it wasn't, like, friendly. They were like, we don't like you. We're glad you're not on our team anymore.
Such a good point. Almost like I want to get us a chalkboard. And remember we used it to do, like, don't do these things, like betting things. Let's remember in these revenge situations, there are other people, too. And the team is bigger than the one star. And sometimes we get
sidetracked.
All those
Clipper players were all jacked up and shut down Chris Paul.
Exactly.
And they did.
Exactly.
It was a similar situation the other night.
It's hard to remember that stuff, though, because you get focused in on
the Pistons.
The
Pistons are a flaky team.
Oh,
but
still flaky.
You're right. This is probably... This is, you know, you and I have been around a long time, so we're supposed to give people advice, but you and I are like home hardware. You know, it's like Home Depot.
Bad gamblers helping bad gamblers.
Yeah. It's like Home Depot.
I went into Home Depot. It's so expensive in there. I was trying to buy a part. My toilet broke.
Really?
My roommate, hey, just get the plug. Yeah. You know, these toilet repair kits are like $30 now. Like, that's the thing. So I'm like, oh, I didn't want to pay $30. Then Morenci, the thing just keeps on leaking. Like you hear the water at night. Trickle, trickle, like dick trickle, right? Know what I got? Guess how much my water.
Dick trickle.
Guess how much Dick Trickle's water bill was. They used to be like around $40 or whatever. I left it for a month. $280 because the water just keeps going drip, 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 drip. Tip the people
out
there.
That's the thing. As a homeowner, anything happens, right? You're on the hook.
You could call Johnny Schneider, your maintenance man, with the tool belt there to come up and fix stuff. You bring up a good point. When you own your own domicile, it's a losing proposition because you got to fix everything.
So
anyway,
I was going to say, yeah, we've been around a while.
Short line.
This is the definition of they're trying to reel you in.
Oh. That was.
They're trying to right now. They said, when you look at the odds, they're saying to you right now.
Are you a fish?
They're like, why don't you bet on Detroit? Look, they're at home, and so you only have to lay 2.5. You're right. It should be -6, 5.5.
I was going to say, even on a low end, I'd go 4, 4.5, low end. But you're right. The line would have been 5, 5.5. That's
and,
what I made it up.
And New Orleans are shorthanded. They don't even have DeMarcus Cousins.
Trap, and another thing I look at too, not just
I'm falling for it.
You know what? Look at also too, the money line at 2.5. -145.
All right, we're gonna have to check the consensus here.
Yeah, I know what.
I'm scared. If the consensus is all over the Pistons,
I'm gonna
then
say
I gotta pass.
Pistons will be 68% plus consensus. That's my guess.
62%.
Okay, close.
This is the definition. This is like the Chris Hansen Dateline.
Hi.
This is the Dateline Library Special.
Why do you have lube and handcuffs in your bag if you just wanted to meet her at the library? It's like, what? Chris Hansen, Dateline. Actually, he's Crime Watch Daily now.
Yeah, I told you. He lost his Dateline privileges once he found out he was cheating on.
He started his new company. They got a bunch of like junior reporters and stuff, and he's like the big man on campus now. Crime Watch Daily.
I told you.
From New York City.
If not for the state of Ohio, Dateline wouldn't exist.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of Buckeyes
but yeah,
doing
it's,
bad things.
It's such a trap, that game, the 2.5. But
and the total, you think, you know what? If you're going to play that game, maybe.
It's over or past.
No defense. Yeah, I agree with you. 221, we can get over the number.
Cam, the Philadelphia 76ers are laying 11.5 to the Porzingis-less Knicks. Knicks have been a train wreck, man. They're getting tattooed, dude. They can't score more than like 86 points a game.
That's why you look at the total in this game at 210.5. The problem is Philadelphia might get to a buck 20. What are the Knicks going to score?
The Sixers have been red hot right now on their home court.
Great point, Gabe. Sixers right now 17-8 at home ATS. As for the Knicks on the road, brutal road record. 7 wins, 23 losses on the road, and it's still a disappointing 6 games under against the spread as well.
And the Sixers are a young team that are still getting used to winning.
They're getting better at winning, though.
So the point is, they won't take the thing with the Sixers is, if you notice, they're pretty much smoking everybody. But then they have this fourth quarter meltdown all the time.
They play
every
tense.
Game. Tense, so if they're playing a good team, it'll come down to the wire, and they might blow the game outright. If they're playing a bad team, they'll blow the point spread cover. But they're good enough to the point where they are getting up by 20 points on you. Cam, they're a freaking load to deal with, man. Ben Simmons is an elite player. Joel Embiid is a monster. They're a bitch to deal with, team.
They are a bitch to deal with, and you said it. How many leads have they pissed away in the fourth, and yet they're still 9 games above 500 ATS, 17-8. They could be like 21-4, man, because we've watched them melt down in the fourth quarter.
They're going to be a good team.
They're
going to be a good
team next year. Big time.
They're going to be a good team down the road. But if you look at their home games, so look, they just hosted the Clippers. Pasted the Clippers, 112-98. Bad spot for the Clippers coming off that game on Friday against the Pistons. The NBA guys all about spots. They beat the New Orleans Hornets, 100-82, 18-point win. They played 3 straight home games. They beat the Wizards by 13, Cam. Like, they're smoking teams. They've covered they've covered their last.
They're ATS machines right now.
Yeah, they're just ATS machines. Like, even laying points at home, they're covering the numbers.
When you're home against the spread, 9 games over 500, that's the thing. And remember, at the start, these guys were disappointing. They were losing games. So you take a look at their ATS record in the last couple, like Gabe, in the last 20, they've been on fire. So I'm with you. Hey, the New York Knicks, you saw against the Raptors, too. Not even close in these games. They can't score. They can't do anything right. They're brutal. And they have a small starting lineup, too. Philadelphia might eat them up.
Yeah, I generally don't want to lay points.
Nor do I.
You know what, Cam? The 750 on the money line actually seems short, to be honest.
It is. And if you want to put a parlay together with money lines and you want to, a couple $100 at minus 750, I don't want to say, we'll say this. The Knicks can't win this basketball game. They cannot win this game.
Like, if you were a really, really rich person, you could bet $5 million on the Philadelphia 76ers and Golden State Warriors both to win tonight.
Yeah, I'd like to add one more.
You'd get $1 million in profit back, Cam.
The problem with
that's better than the stock market.
No, it is. The Warriors are also minus 2,200 on the money line right now.
So
to Philadelphia is minus 750.
Philadelphia and Golden State money line parlay minus 541.
Get better. One more.
We're going to have to jump into the college ranks.
You don't want to put North Carolina then.
No.
Because you're thinking Notre Dame might be a dangerous pooch.
I don't trust any of these freaking teams.
I'm with you. I don't trust a lot of these teams.
Am I putting Prairie View A&M in there?
If you like death and pain, sure.
If
you're a glutton for punishment, I would suggest putting that game in there. Or what was the other game? Iona and Siena?
No.
Yeah, that's a trick.
You could put West Virginia in. They're minus 380.
7 points. Yes, West Virginia should beat TCU.
They're going to beat TCU. Yes, TCU aren't a great road team, Kim.
I agree with that.
Philadelphia 76ers, Golden State Warriors, West Virginia, minus 202.
One more.
Bucknell
over Colgate wet strips. Yeah, we could do Bucknell minus 525. Click it. Bucknell will beat Colgate.
How's this for a game tonight? And it's too bad Steve Merrill's not going to be joining us.
Yeah,
he was supposed to join us earlier.
Okay,
he's got commitments right now at these hours.
I understand. Yeah, he's a busy guy. He does a lot of things. We got commitments too to the radio program.
Delaware State. I wanted his take because Steve lives in Norfolk, Virginia.
Yeah, you want to take it Norfolk State.
This might be the worst game like in the history of college basketball. Delaware State, 2-23. Norfolk State guys are 8-17. They're laying 13 points.
Yikes! Delaware State sucks hard.
I want to take them.
It's a lot of points. It's a lot of points.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
All right, let's roll. Man, this show's really flown by today.
This music makes me feel like a winner. It's like a pumped up Wheaties ad. I'm winning.
Tonight's speaking of which, Chelsea stays under the
3-0. Hey, you play with fire. Sometimes you don't get burned.
Chelsea wins 3-0 against West Brom. Final score.
Hey, hello. Hello, West Brom. West Brom. West Brom's horrible. God, they're a bad team.
We're just trying to chip away.
Chip, chip, chip.
And that's exactly what we're doing.
I need a big week, a very big week. I don't want to meet the man.
You know? We were talking NBA basketball. I thought you were done with the man. You're back on the man train?
Yeah, it's just going to the store, getting the damn cards, and doing codes. It's really annoying. It's stupid.
Are you remaining disciplined?
Yes. Well, until this Sunday. Went a little bit deep on Sunday night action.
What's like the bigger bet on a hockey game? What did you do?
I'd rather not talk about it on the air. I don't know.
Well, you, my boy Loshak?
Yeah, no, that's okay.
I asked the stash that. I was doing a show with him in Costa Rica. Yeah. And he goes, yeah, second half bets. He had like six bets. So I said, how much are you putting per? And he goes, well, I'm not going to share that with you.
Yeah, I'm going to share it with you. It was basically like
200?
More.
Four?
Around. Yeah, because I do multiple bets. And when
I'm not one to tell people don't do this and don't bet this amount.
That's exactly.
But I am going to say.
That's hard.
I personally find hockey to be a pretty random sport.
I think a lot of the time you can catch fire with that sport, though. Trust me.
I don't like having $700 on a regular season NHL game.
No, it could be hard. Very hard. No, not too smart.
I find hockey more stressful to bet on than basketball. Like, I get more stress. Like, I don't know, maybe it's different for you. Like, in the last minute of a game, in a basketball game, I'm used to the routine. I know the rhythm. All right, I got to worry about this free throw. And it's a sweat job. Yeah. But hockey, it's just constant. Shoot, miss. Oh, God, they nearly scored. It hit the post. There's a ton of action in it.
Actually, you know what sport is the worst?
But it gives me a heart attack betting on hockey.
The sport is the worst for stuff is golf. Because you watch a guy that you have.
Golf's too slow.
Guys lip out 5-foot putts for burn. Like,
oh, I know.
It's slow. No, what it is? It's a slow burner.
But I'm not talking about too slow in a boring sense.
No, I'm talking about Chinese water torture.
You have money on a guy. It's just you got to wait all the time. It's like, I got to wait for the other guy to shoot. I got to wait for him and an next hole.
But it'll drive you nuts when you have a guy and you wait 16 minutes for him to get to the damn hole. And then he misses a 5-foot putt and it blows 7 feet by. The thing about golf is, you're right. Know what it is? It's the slow burn. And you're waiting and waiting and waiting for something to happen. And when it doesn't go your way, it blows.
Spenny Mack, our boy Spenny Mack, great parlay player and great golf bettor. He just tweeted out the Spenny Mack 7 for this week.
I love, and he's hot, too. I like a lot of those guys on his list.
It's the turn it on, turn it on, turn it on, turn it on again.
Genesis. is it Phil Collins Genesis or Peter Gabriel? Who knows? Whatever.
Genesis are one of these bands, though. It's hard to name their songs and sing a song. Like, if I sing another song on the spot right now of Genesis.
No, that was a really good call. No, because they're mostly Phil Collins songs, right?
That's your thing. I'll spit one out. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Come on, what?
What? I can hear call coming in the air tonight. That's Phil Collins.
That's Phil Collins.
And Sledgehammer, that's Peter Gabriel. And what else am I thinking? Salisbury Hill, that's Peter Gabriel.
That's old Peter Gabriel.
You're right. I can't name a Genesis song off the top of my head. I lose. You got any?
I'm really struggling here.
Nah, man, because you see, that's the thing. Putting people on the spot.
Turn it on.
I know.
Turn it on again.
That's Genesis. That is Genesis.
You know what another Genesis song is, but it's not like stop, think twice.
No, it's Phil Collins.
Just another
Phil
day.
Collins.
I believe it's Genesis.
No, it's not.
It's Genesis.
It's Phil Collins on his own.
No.
Solo.
I think that's Genesis.
No way, Marie.
Yes.
No.
It's yes. It's
I'm saying no.
It's a Genesis song that you would think would be a Phil Collins.
Another day for you and me in paradise is Genesis?
Another day in paradise.
Wrong. It's another day.
I'm saying Genesis.
The opposite of paradise, and it's Phil Collins.
Come on, beef. Come on.
It's Phil Collins. God, do you know it is? It is.
Damn.
I told you. That's so Phil Collins.
There's a crappy Genesis song.
Actually, there's a lot of crappy
Genesis but there's songs. a newer, crappier Genesis song that you're like, this sounds like Phil Collins. I could have sworn that was the one.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
We're really choking on this.
Yeah, well, it's hard because you're just popping up.
If you asked me to name Pink Floyd songs, I'd be.
I can name a million of them.
All right. I just got one now.
What? What is it?
Land of Confusion.
Oh, that this is
this is we live in it. Oh,
these are the hands we're giving.
Oh,
we better let's start trying to make this a place worth living in. Yeah, I know. Is that Genesis? Interesting. I thought that'd be Phil Collins again. Again.
That's the crappy song I was thinking of.
Which one?
Invisible Touch.
Oh, she has the invisible touch. She moves it. She slowly tears you apart. Really? That's Genesis?
That's Genesis.
Oh, I thought that was Phil Collins again.
Here's one, too. Follow you, follow me.
That song's horrible. Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I've never been a fan of like that.
If I follow you, you will follow me.
You know, I've never been a fan of like.
A prog rock.
Yeah, not all prog rock, but yeah, I don't like flutes.
No, so you don't like Jethro Tull.
I don't like singing about forest.
Yeah, that's so
the
you don't.
The forest and the trees and the shadow, you know what I mean?
So you're not a Rush man.
You know, it's
prog rock.
Yeah, I'm not that like.
Is, prog rocks, they sing about dragons. They
it's
sing
like Dungeons
about
and Dragons.
They sing
stuff.
About wizards.
Yeah.
They sing about slaying things to save the princess. You know what other band? I have one of their albums is prog rock. Yes. Owner of a Lonely Heart, much better. That's a wicked song, though. The intro to that song is awesome.
Damn. I like the Yes Super Band.
Yes.
Asia. It was the heat of the moment.
The heat of the sports picks. Wow, we just did classic rock.
I got to tell you, for a band like it's been as long as Genesis, as long as they have, like, where are their hits?
they're lacking hits. They're lacking a lot of hits.
See, you get back to the old school days, actually. Oh, yeah. Abacab.
Oh, great. Sucks.
Alcazar.
Yeah.
The Musical Box.
Yeah, see, that's all Peter Gabriel stuff.
Yeah, that's like the hardcore. Oh, that's hardcore.
Yeah, that's like Bad Dreams.
Like Jethro Tull.
Yeah.
I've never been in a Jethro Tull.
No, because like when
sitting on a park bench.
Eyeing little fillies with bad intent. Brian Blessing. Yeah, I know, it's true. Snot running down his nose.
What kind of lyrics are those?
I know, exactly.
Sitting on a park bench.
Actually, there was one Jethro.
So what's he saying? He's sitting on a park bench looking at underage chicks?
Yeah.
With snot running down his nose?
Sounds that way.
And then there's a flute, and then he runs into the forest when a cop shows up?
Basically, you said it. He's the knights are here. He's a creeper. He's a creeper on a park bench in a trench coat with snot running down his nose, eyeing women. And you're right. Then he breaks
snot
into
snot running down his nose.
And he plays a flute solo. Yeah, that's all.
Why is there snot running down his nose? Did he do too much cocaine?
I would say he's homeless and probably cold. Because that's what Aqualung is.
Aqualung. What is Aqualung?
It's a guy.
Is he?
Yeah. He's the guy. He's the guy on the bench. Don't you listen to the lyrics?
I don't know. Yeah. It's like the whole. That's the lyric that sticks out of the song.
I'll tell
about
you a story about
sitting
it.
On a park bench.
You met my buddy Forbes. I remember we were on drugs and we were listening to like classic rock on Sirius XM, and that song by Jethro Tull came on. Locomotive Breath. I almost jumped off his balcony. You're right. That band puts me in. orbit.
Yeah, I'm not down. Yeah, yeah.
Like, sometimes I could deal with it, and other times I'm like, it's just, this is just too much.
It's sort of like, you know, it's like the Grateful Dead.
It's too much.
It's too long, Cam.
What, too much wanking? Like fish.
The 17 minutes. They just keep going. Trucking. We're trucking. It's like, I know you're trucking. How about you change, like, your melody, the tempo for a minute here, man? You've been playing the same song for 3 hours, guys.
People know it, though. A lot of people love that stuff.
They eat that stuff up.
You're like the opposite guy. Like, these guys are smoking, going, play me a 30-minute song.
You know what else? You know what other music bothers me, too?
What?
It just, I can't listen to it. Ska.
Yeah. Do you want to know why?
Like the Mighty Boss, all that.
Too much horns.
Too happy.
That's what it is.
It's just, I don't know, man.
Song should be, I never had to knock on wood, but I know someone who has. Yeah, that's me every night.
What? Bouncing home from the bar.
He kicked me in the back of the head with his docks. Anyway, let's talk about
it. Never been into ska music.
No, I know why, because you're right. Your sports rage, ska is like, tries to be a, but you're right. It's so happy and dancey and whatever. It's totally not in your wheelhouse.
Ska is like, it's like white guys playing reggae fast.
Yeah.
It's like, don't do it. Like, you know, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. All right, so.
Sorry.
See, Warlord, like I said, I don't want to lay 11 and a half for the Sixers generally,
No, me neither.
But
the New York Knicks?
The Knicks are that bad. All right.
They can't cover spreads.
Brooklyn Nets and the LA Clippers. Ooh. This is going to be one of the sharps in a square deals where the Brooklyn Nets are technically the play, but.
Listen,
they've been struggling a lot.
I know.
They're not. They were a covering machine earlier. They're not now.
Line opened up at 6 for the Clippers, went down to 4, and now it's back up to 5. So you said it. That's the battle between sharp and dull with this game tonight. So
I'll tell you, let's dip into the database here and look at some of the history. The Brooklyn Nets 7-1 against the spread the last 8 Monday night games.
Yeah, but can I give one from my database?
The Clippers 2-9 against the spread the last 11 times against the Brooklyn Nets.
Brooklyn's, what are they, 1-9 in their last 10, 4-6 ATS. I'll give the Clippers one thing. Their road ATS record is 5 games above 500, 15-10. Brooklyn's a hard team to back, man. I remember I did the other week, like when they're home dogs against Milwaukee, and they got smoked, man. Like, Brooklyn, they were really bringing their A game for a while. They're playing some real gritty basketball. Now the truth has come in. They're not a very good basketball team. They're getting smoked, Gabe.
They played Saturday night, so they've been off since Saturday, the Clippers. I think the Clippers probably beat them.
They should, but do you want to lay 5 with the Clippers?
No.
No. Nor do I.
Should be points in this game, but it's 220.5.
220.5, yep.
All right, the Chicago Bulls are laying 4.5 to the Orlando Magic. I tell you what, Zach LaVine didn't play over the weekend. He played on Friday, the game tonight off, so he's going to be rested. We're going to have him in our DFS lineup. We'll talk about that with the Tony Cincata.
The Tony Cincata.
At 6 o'clock Eastern. But the Orlando Magic and the Chicago Bulls this evening. You want to be laying 4.5 with the Bulls?
No, I don't, actually. I'll tell you one thing about the Magic. They've been actually covering numbers. They've been playing gritty basketball right now. Despite the 5-5 last night, these guys 7-3 ATS, Gabe. Like, they're getting their act together. They're covering numbers.
4.5, though, Cam, in the NBA, 4-5, that's like 3 in a football game.
It is. It's like 3.
5 isn't a lot. You know what I mean? 4.5. We're not asking a lot.
You're not asking a lot, but I'm telling you, the Chicago Bulls, I don't like to lay any type of number. And I think the Magic are playing better basketball. Interesting game. I think the game I like tonight is what we talked about. Utah Jazz, I don't care if it's a back-to-back. They're laying 4. San Antonio, yeah, they're San Antonio. How many guys are going to play for this team? You talked about, don't they have a game in Denver? Could be a game where they just go, you know what, let's get the hell out of Utah and try to put our bullets
they're
in the gun.
They're sitting LaMarcus Aldridge tonight, so they're clearly, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
They're sitting their best player. Well, Kawhi Leonard's out, so he's their best player.
So, that's exactly it. You're waiting to put him in the game against the Nuggets, yet Utah, who cares if they play? They showed a lot of guts. They went into Portland, beat their asses
Dude,
down.
The Spurs
now they come
the Spurs
home
are
four.
So overrated, Cam.
Yeah.
I watch them. They're not that good.
I like the Utah Jazz. And the Jazz are a hot, hot, scorching hot basketball team right now. Laying 4 with the – hey, if you don't like the 4, 175 money line in something too, man. You could do – and those money lines are low. Under 2, you could put a money line parlay together that'll actually pay.
Well, you're right. You know what? you put the Utah Jazz in with the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, 750 and what?
It's minus 130, so, yeah, so minus 129.
It becomes a teaser, basically.
Minus 129.
That's the same juice.
If you throw Golden State in there, minus 117. Minus 117. You know, I think the Utah Jazz cover the 4 hours.
I do, too. I think in the NBA, I think.
And then you get the Golden State Warriors are laying 15 and a half. You can make an argument. Look, the Phoenix Suns are 6-2 against the spread when getting 14 or more points this year. Yeah, they're playing such bad basketball.
Not just bad, the way they come out of the gates, the game's over before it even starts. Like that, they're coming out and they're down like 26-3. Like it's just like, come on.
It's the worst crime that Phoenix can do is they're not trying. Like I watch every Phoenix guy, see them. Like they really legitimately quit on a night. Like the other night, they flat out quit.
Didn't even play. Yeah, I know where you're coming from. Golden State can name their number in this game. 15.5 seems like a lot, but
if you look back at past history, they beat them 120-111 last time they played.
By 9?
Yeah, they beat them 138-109.
Over again?
That was in Golden State. So when they played in Phoenix, Golden State beat them 120-111. When they played
over,
they played in December. They played December the 3rd in Oakland. Golden State beat them 138-109.
Another over.
They beat them the time before that, 133-120.
Over. Are we getting a theme here? Like, these guys are scoring 200. The total tonight,
it's gone over three straight times.
That's what I'm saying. The total tonight is 229.5, yet they're scoring, when they get together, 250. Like, these are big numbers, Gabe. Golden State might be able to score 140.
They've gone over this number in four of the last five times they played against each other.
Landmines all over the board. What do we do? Pick some winners.
Is it a trap? Is it a trap?
Is it a trap?
Utah Jazz.
Not a trap.
Nine in a row.
Lay the four.
Lay the four.
Money line. Do it.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Top Decisions Radio, Red Heat and Rage, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm David Morency. Sit alongside Cam Stewart. Tony Cicada will join us at 6 o'clock Eastern. We'll take a look at the six games on the NBA hardwood tonight from a DFS perspective.
That whippet was really good, buddy. Thanks for the snack.
We've got three NHL games on top here this evening. Late night in the...
Only three. But you know what? I think they're going to be actually interesting games.
Light night in the fantasy world.
Yeah, very light night in the fantasy world. There's only so many lineups that you can do with a situation like that. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to probably go against a lot of the consensus plays tonight. There are going to be some ugly games that I'm going to put together for hockey tonight. Like maybe the Edmonton over, but I'm definitely not betting the Oilers at minus 140. I think that's nuts for a team that's so flaky. Florida could go in there and win that game, getting 20, 30 cents wherever you play. I actually think Arizona has a chance to beat Chicago at plus 125 in that game. And the Toronto Maple Leafs Lightning, you know, flip a coin. Toronto could beat Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay not playing their best hockey right now.
All right. So baseball pitchers and catchers reporting tomorrow, Cam. Wednesday.
I like that.
Valentine's Day, the 14th.
Yeah, our boy, we can maybe talk to our buddy Rich Griffin, who's going to be going down very, very soon to spring training. We'll have a guy down there covering some stuff. And, it should be a lot of fun, Morency. Pitchers and catchers. Baseball right around the corner. March Madness right around the corner. So I know NFL football's over, but we still got some things that we could celebrate.
Goose Gossage.
The Goose?
Yeah, he's going off on his annual tirade. Yeah. Usually once a year he goes off on the state of the game.
Yep.
Of course, he called out Mariano Rivera for just being a one-inning closer. Said Jose Bautista is a freaking disgrace to the game. for flipping his bat. And now he's going after New York Yankee general manager Brian Cashman. I don't like Brian Cashman. That's all. It's not a secret. Gossage, 66-year-old Hall of Fame pitcher, said Cashman would prefer to have a nerd in uniform as manager.
Nerd. Nerds.
Nerd.
Hey, I want a nerd.
Hey, look at the nerds over there. Nerd.
Nerds.
If he had any balls, he'd do what he wants to do. He doesn't think he needs any baseball people around. Maybe he's right. The way the game is being run today, maybe you don't. The game is so different today. Like I said, real baseball guys for a year made a career out of baseball. You're not a coach anymore. You have to be their best friend.
Well, Goose is really hardcore.
I don't know. They just named Aaron Boone as their manager.
Exactly. He's pretty easy.
His father was a baseball player. His father was a baseball manager. He was a baseball player.
Sounds like Goose.
He's a baseball talent. Yeah. Like,
what do you want?
Can Aaron Boone be any more of a baseball guy, Cam?
No, he can't. And the Boone family.
He's the definition of a baseball guy.
If you drew a baseball tree of the Boones, every single branch has got leaves on it. Like, it's ridiculous. Hey,
I don't know if Aaron Boone's the right hire for the New York Yankees.
I'm not sure either.
I didn't like the hire. I'll be honest with you. I didn't either.
I would have kept Girardi over Boone.
Only my deal was, I don't think Boone was a great analyst. And I know that you can be. Look at Mike Carey, the NFL referee guy. He was, without a doubt, the best referee in NFL history. That guy didn't miss a call. You couldn't complain. I remember, like, Mike Carey's like, well, I can't complain. He's right.
Yeah.
You know, like, Mike Carey was a great ref. Horrible on TV.
Oh, exactly.
Horrible on TV. So I'm not stating.
Actually, I find all the refs from all those guys from Pereira down, I find that position useless.
We
watch enough games. Oh, no, all it is all they do is give their buddies grease jobs.
Mike Pereira's very charismatic and he talks well.
Sure,
that's why he got that gig.
I get it. But
you're right.
You don't need him.
You don't get any real call. He defends his buddies all the time.
Exactly.
He calls it a controversial call. No, it's not a controversial, debatable.
Just a bad call.
Yeah, he's like, you know, I feel bad for my friend Tony Corrente. He's been involved in four or five controversies this year.
Call it right.
So in other words, Mike, what you're saying is no, Corrente screwed up four or five times this year.
Amen.
That's what it came down to. Yeah, right. It wasn't, oh. And then, of course, too, it turned out Corrente was Pereira's best man at his wedding.
Oh, I know.
So, you're really. But he had no problem throwing Jeff Triplett under the bus after.
Got ahead.
I guess Triplett didn't go to the wedding.
Know what I like about Jeff Triplett? He knew when it was time. Jeff Triplett was like that guy. Like, he didn't send his horse back into the race when he knew he couldn't win anymore. He goes, listen, you know what? The game's fast. I can't cover it. You know, I'm done. And trust me, Jeff Triplett was the referee in the Seahawks.
A couple
Jets
of these
game.
Other guys should do the same.
That's my point.
Ed Hockley should retire.
Ed Hockley should just go get a job at Gold's Gym.
Tony Corrente. You're done. Steratore just did the Super Bowl. This guy's going to be around terrorizing us for many years to come.
Lots of cards.
He's terrible.
Index card. I told you he was terrible. A lot of people are coming out and saying, oh, Steratore's one of the best. He's not. He's horrible. I don't even know, like, really one. You're right. Back in the old days, at least there was a couple refs. You go, you know what? These guys aren't too bad. Now the whole pack of them are scary.
So we were talking about Aaron Boone. Yeah, so my deal isn't, you have to be entertaining on TV to be a good manager. No, but I never thought that he was adding some excellent insight.
No.
Like Oral Hershiser, John Schmaltz. Like John Schmaltz would be like, John Schmaltz could be a manager. He understands hitting. He understands the little minutia. Boone does. Maybe it just didn't translate well over time. But to be honest with you.
Out of all the guys, you're right. Even Sutcliffe, and you talk about the guy. Boone was one of the worst.
I think I always thought the chick brought more to the table, Mendoza.
She actually does. I know.
Honestly.
I know. Of course she does.
Like, I thought she was more well-prepared and on top of the players that were playing in the game. Like, Boone was just sort of there. Hey, listen, I played in the big leagues for 12 years. I know the game. But I never got the sense that, like, Boone was like a baseball junkie in the sense that, you know, I'm breaking down everything from an analytic standpoint still. Sort of like Gruden. Like, you know, like Chuck Gruden. John Gruden, Chucky coming back into the NFL. He's been doing Monday Night Football. Cam, he's been charting stuff like a coach. You know what I mean? Like, Gruden didn't just sort of roll into the booth on Monday afternoon and say, oh, whatever, I can do this, I'm Gruden. No. Gruden scouted the players. He knows their weaknesses. He has a file on each player. So Gruden's coming back in the NFL now. He already knows everyone in the league. He knows.
And he gets to see it from a different perspective.
I mean,
for a
put it this
time,
way.
Too.
Like, he still has his own quarterback camps and stuff.
I know what I mean? Yeah, like, he's still involved in the game.
Yeah, he's still.
Where you're saying Boone just got it. You know, he was a guy.
I don't know. It struck me that Boone was just sort of enjoying life as an ESPN guy, and he wasn't.
A paycheck analyst.
Yeah, I didn't get the sense that he was going back to the hotel and going over, like, his charts. You know what I mean?
Or to the hotel for a drink.
No, I think he was probably, you know, going to play a round of golf and enjoying his life.
No, there's nothing wrong with that, but you're right.
And even he said it. He said, I didn't want to be a manager. I never thought about being a manager, but this opportunity arose.
I think it's a horrible choice.
We're talking about the New York Yankees.
I know. We're not talking about the San Diego Padres.
A loaded New York Yankee club.
Exactly.
Now, I get that they didn't want Girardi around because of his ego. I think, you know, they thought Girardi thought he was bigger sort of than the team or, you know, and his decisions in the Cleveland series lacked, you know.
Very, and
they ended up winning the series anyway.
Panicked.
Yeah, but despite Girardi's managerial decisions in that series, they won. So I understand why they made the change. I don't have a problem with it. All I'm saying is Gossage is saying they don't hire baseball people. I mean, I don't, like, I might not agree with the hiring of Aaron Boone.
But he's a baseball guy.
How the hell can you say Aaron Boone's not a baseball guy?
The whole family is for generations, exactly. It's actually, he is the baseball guy.
It's like saying
Manning's not a football guy.
He's not a football guy.
Yeah. Well, the one guy doesn't work in football.
No, Gossage is like, Aaron Boone's a big analytics guy that doesn't know anything about baseball. I don't even know if he's an analytics guy. And... like, I don't know where you're coming from here, Gossage, about not being a baseball guy. The guy, you know, the guy played in the league for 12 years.
Who's Gossage? You said it, though. He does a lot of bitching. This is not something new. He does it all the time. It's like his State of the Union address where everything sucks.
And you know, Gossage says he doesn't care whether it causes a distraction for the Yankees. You'll have to ask Cash. I don't get a call either way. There's no respect for older players. There's no respect for anybody who has any real baseball knowledge. That's just the way it is. And I don't agree with it. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. There's not an organization that, like, lives in the past and brings out their former players as much as the New York Yankees do. Like, Gossage, maybe if you'd stop calling the general manager an idiot, like, in the international press every couple of weeks, you'd get invited.
Yeah, exactly. We bring back the goose. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
So he's upset that he hasn't been invited, Cam, to be a guest coach in the bullpen.
I got to be honest with you, with his attitude.
You're calling the GM a loser.
That's what
you don't like the new hire of the manager. And what? Yeah. We're going to invite you now on an all-expense-paid trip to Florida?
So Goose Gossage comes rolling in like a peacock, tells this guy to F off. You're a stooge. You're an absolute idiot. You can't throw a cutter. You know what I mean? Like, is he a guy that you want to
Goose Gossage needs to settle down.
That's... exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, dude, out of all the Yankee greats, all right, Mantle, Ruth, Gehrig, Jeter, we'll go down the list, man.
Goose
Gossage, you're not on that list, bro.
No, you're not.
Like, yeah, you were there. You were part of the team. I'll give you were there. You know, like, Goose, I love these old guys, though, that just can't let it go. Huh? Like, everyone sucks. Everyone's stupid. Joe Girardi wasn't a baseball guy,
either.
No, you know what I mean?
I'm with you, though.
What does he want?
Like, to get an invite.
You want Reggie Jackson to be the manager? Like, what are you getting at? You know, like, who does he want to be the manager then? Like, I don't understand.
It's a great point.
Like, I don't get his bitching here.
David Cone? I don't know. You tell me.
Like, if Aaron Boone's not a baseball guy, who the hell's a baseball guy?
I will say this, though, for Aaron Boone, for a hire for the New York Yankees, I don't think it's a good hire. Anything can happen. We know that there's going to be studs on their team. But out of all the guys, like, do you really like that move? I know Joe. You could say what you want about Joe Girardi, but I think he'll. I think working with what he did, he'd be a better manager than Aaron Boone.
Interesting.
He's lucky. He's got a lot of. They got a wicked talent around him. Wicked talent around him.
People haven't talked a lot. There's been a lot of talk about the Denver Bronco quarterback situation.
Kirk Cousins still minus 150.
But there hasn't been a lot of talk about the wide receiver situation. Demaryius Thomas has an option that he can leave.
I think he might say sayonara.
And I think he just told the Denver Broncos, "Yeah, I'm not. You're gonna have to. What are you doing at quarterback?" And I brought this up before. There's only so many years this guy's going to be in the league. Dude, he Kyle Orton, Tim Tebow. It never ends there, man.
That's the thing. If you were a receiver of his skill set.
Like, he won the Super Bowl with Manning.
Still.
And then he had that one nice year, and then right away Manning's arm fell off, and then it went right back to, like, Demaryius Thomas is an elite wide receiver who's been dealing with crap, dude, for like the last 6-7 years, bro.
I'm with you. If I was him, he's shown a lot
of patience. I'd want out too if I was him.
No, I'd leave, definitely. You know how many teams need a receiver like him? And Denver haven't signed anybody. Brock Osweiler, guy plays one good game against the Indianapolis Colts. People think this guy's going to be the quarterback. What the hell's going on? I'm telling you, I'm with you. If I'm that guy, he's been loyal. He's been solid. Sayonara.
And it looks like they might be willing to get rid of Emmanuel Sanders. They don't want to pay Sanders now.
So who's going
to
be their damn receivers then? Fowler?
They're going to start over.
Fowler and a bunch of draft picks.
These guys.
The Denver Broncos are a team in disarray, bro. They got big problems.
John Elway doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
I agree with you. For a guy that was like a great
quarterback. They won the Super Bowl. He's lucky they won that Super Bowl, dude, because like
you're one of the best quarterbacks. You can't evaluate talent. You want Brock
every
Osweiler,
year,
you want
Cam, they get worse. They do stupider things.
They're regressing.
The thing is, you have an elite defense. You have star wide receivers. You're not far away.
I agree.
Get a damn quarterback. You know, draft an offensive lineman or two. Figure it out, man.
Yep.
People in Denver aren't going to accept this.
Think about the division, too. You got to deal with the Raiders with John Gruden now, as you talked about, a guy that's going to be planning and a team that was very underachieving this year. The Kansas City Chiefs, Kelsey gets hurt in the playoff game. They could have been there. The San Diego Chargers, Keenan Allen, weapons. I'll tell you, the Denver
LA
Broncos.
Chargers.
Sorry, LA Chargers. Drives me nuts.
We're a year in now.
I know. I don't care. It's still San Diego to me. And I'll tell you. That the Denver Broncos, you said it, regression, regression, regression. They're going to be a team that's going to really struggling.
And I'll tell you what, right now, if Kirk Cousins sees this and sees that what, Demaryius Thomas isn't even under contract and you guys don't want to pay Emmanuel Sanders and you want me to come here, who am I throwing the football to?
Exactly.
I don't think I think this is a sign, Cam, that the Denver Broncos aren't interested in Kirk Cousins. Because if the Denver Broncos were interested in Kirk Cousins, they would have told Demaryius Thomas, chill out, dude. Chill out. Don't freak out. We're on it. We're getting an elite quarterback. Don't worry about it. The fact that Demaryius Thomas right now doesn't have faith in them to get a quarterback leads me to believe that they're not getting Kirk Cousins.
No. That's a good process of elimination there, because look at all the factors involved.
It seems like the Broncos want to start over. I mean, that I don't know. That seems to be the gist of it. I mean, that seems to be the angle.
Yeah, well.
Unless they just dump a pile of money.
That's a big mistake if they're starting over, because it's going to get real ugly real quick in a division that all the other teams are going to get better. You said it, man. This team's only a couple years removed from winning a damn Super Bowl. Now look at them. They're a laughing stock. You know what? I love the Indianapolis hire of Frank Reich, though. Think about this. What a mistake. All this McDaniel stuff. A great candidate fell into their lap. It's almost like a gift from God saying,
you got
Frank Reich, and out of all the guys there, and we both love him, he's been great. Everything he's done, Frank Reich has been class as a quarterback with the Bills, backup, management, offensive coordinator with the Philadelphia Eagles. Everything, he has been an underrated football man for a long time. And know what? This is a blessing that they didn't hire McDaniels. I love Reich better. That's my take on it.
Well, I said it at the time that everybody was mocking the Colts for the situation, but I think they dodged a bullet.
They sure did.
I mean, we've said it time and time again. Name one assistant of the New England Patriots that's been a successful head coach. There's none.
None.
There's none.
None.
Charlie Weiss was a bomb.
Yep.
Even in college, he sucked. Charlie Weiss sucked. Romeo Crennel. Romeo Crennel's like the best one.
And
like,
hey, he's more of a coordinator.
Yeah. Josh McDaniels was a disaster in Denver.
I know.
All right, we'll see Cam. We'll see you tomorrow, Cam.
Love you, buddy.
Tony Cincata's going to step up in there. We're going to talk some DFS on the other side. NBA. A little NHL, too, but we'll focus in on the 6 games on the hardwood.